The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the College for Creative Studies, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. The only thing that's left to figure out is when the first whistle pig reference will be made on this show.
Not too long. I've been drawing whistle pigs all summer, so.
Yes, he has.
It's going to be my thesis in case I ever get my...
Really?
I printed that out, the whistle pig. Yeah, I'm going to hang it up in my office.
Oh, dear God.
Very cool. Very,
you need one sculpted? Cool. Yeah, we can start one with aluminum.
How many pigs would a whistle pig pig?
If a whistle pig
could whistle pig.
Oh,
Stephanie's
my.
Stephanie's like wondering, what the heck are you... Yeah.
It's a thing. It's definitely a thing. And it was brought to our attention, that thing, by Professor Heather Hill Vasquez of the Department of English.
Who frolics with the whistle pigs in the yard?
I don't frolic with them. I try to eliminate them.
They are their hedgehogs, yeah. Right?
No, groundhogs.
But what if there were little whistle piglets?
It's also rye whiskey.
Oh!
It's also what?
A rye whiskey.
Well, I have tried to use that to get rid of the whistle pigs.
Interesting.
the drunken...
And you found they just liked it.
So if you drink enough, do they go away?
When the pretzels start
groundhogs,
dancing.
Woodchucks, rodents, vermin, whatever eat everything in the garden.
Yes, right. They do. Not good for someone who puts so much effort into their garden. That is for sure. Professor Jason Roach is here from Department of Communication Studies.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, it is. It is good to be back.
Back.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's like we never left, right?
Some
of us didn't.
As Professor Conant likes to say, the summer thing is just a big scam.
It is.
It's a lie.
Because you're a chair.
This is before it was chair.
Oh, yeah.
She's a mom.
She's not looking real chairish, is she?
I had to know what a whistle pig was in case a student asked.
Oh, my gosh.
And they will.
They will. Oh, you never know.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Jason, what classes do you have this term?
Public speaking, single camera video production, and visual communication.
And VizCom, very cool.
Ooh.
In fact, two of your students said that you recommended VizCom to them.
Yeah, I did. And I'm afraid that one of them probably has already dropped, but that's a different
that's
story.
All right.
He was trying desperately to get them out of his office.
It was a schedule conflict.
Yeah, it was a schedule thing. Sorry. I miss the days of loose liker and having photography as an option and stuff like that. It's too bad because we had a lot of students who were interested.
Definitely.
In chemistry, so... Anyway, meanwhile, on the other side of the table, Professor Jim Tubbs lurks.
Lurks.
Out in the open.
Lurking. I'm lurking.
From Religious Studies. How's it going, Jim?
So far, so good. First week of classes, it's been, okay.
Yeah. The weather cooperated, at least at the end.
Well, yes.
I think where Professor Dan Maggio of the first organization works, I'm guessing it's air-conditioned.
Yes, it is.
Because it is your home.
My home is air-conditioned, yes. And
must
I do
nice.
Run it.
Nice. Well, this summer, I don't think a lot of people caught this data. I was on the news last night. That was the hottest summer in recorded history in the city of Detroit.
Really?
Yes, based on average temperature per
day. It was the hottest July worldwide.
Yes, it was.
Global warming?
Yeah.
We're supposed to have a brutal winter, too.
Yes, we are.
So says the Farmer's Almanac.
Farmer's Almanac is never wrong.
You know, I've been talking about groundhogs eating everything, but deer are eating almost everything, including things they're not supposed to be eating that are supposed to be deer-resistant. So that also is more evidence that we may have a hard winter.
Yep. That's right.
They're stalking
they're just following
or an overpopulation of deer.
All those things.
Yeah. No, they're very, very hungry.
Venison. So am I.
Professor Stephanie Conant is here, the chair of the Department of Biology.
I am here instead of in my office. Don't tell anybody.
This is a great place to come hide.
That's right. Where the paper cutout of you comes in handy. That's all.
Yeah. I just put it behind
You put a photo of your hand.
A shadow behind the
Don't
glass.
Don't even think about knocking on
All right,
my door.
She's very busy in there.
Just have your finger up. 1 minute. Speaking of Willy Wonka.
God rest.
I watched it yesterday.
It's on TV now.
It was today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was right when I left.
I clapped my hands at the end of introducing myself, and I said, we have very, very little to do and so much time to do it. Wait. Switch those.
And you said the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
That's what you need. You need snozzberry wallpaper for
I
your
do.
Office.
Exactly. If you're hungry, go to
What is a snozzberry? Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding snozzberries or anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize. Send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. When last we left our heroes, we were looking at some questions from Mr. Frank Burroughs of Valencia, California. The questions mention making sure to use these before you break for summer. So we all weep bitter tears, but we'll move forward with
he
the questions.
He didn't say which summer, though.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Yep. Summer of 2029.
Or the salts, whatever.
There's
based
an
on
expiration
the,
date.
It's the way the sun it. Moves. What's the word I'm thinking of? I don't know.
Solstice?
Yeah, maybe.
That too.
Maybe that.
Equinox?
Where is State Highway M-185 located, and why is it so unique?
185?
Is it in the UP?
I don't think that it considers itself to be.
Okay.
Does that help?
Is it on...
I was thinking unique.
Doesn't consider is it like itself to be?
Is it on an island?
It might be.
Is it on Mackinac Island?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the only state highway where cars aren't allowed to drive.
That's cool.
That's pretty
but
unique.
It's a real road.
Yeah.
I mean, good knowledge.
Mm-hmm. So the speed limit on that is, what, as fast as a horse
five?
Can gallop?
Right. About fast 5 or 6 miles per hour.
Oh. Yeah.
In 1989, Kitty Dukakis, the wife of presidential hopeful Michael Dukakis, was admitted to the hospital for drinking this substance. What was it?
Mountain Dew?
No.
Oh.
No,
cough
that doesn't
medicine?
Happen.
Oh. A little bit more powerful than Mountain Dew.
Diet Coke and Pop Rocks?
Ethylene glycol.
No, but you are so close. She said ethylene glycol, very close.
Great ethanol. Alcohol.
It was rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing
Ooh, that's nasty.
I don't remember that. It says 89, so it must have happened in the middle of the campaign.
She had a drinking problem, and that was always around.
Yeah. Oh, my. Dear. Wow.
But she got okay.
I sure hope so.
Okay.
On what product did the Hello Kitty logo make its U.S. debut?
A backpack.
It wasn't, but you're so close.
A purse.
A wallet.
It was a purse. Oh. It was a coin purse.
Oh, nice.
Yes. That's where Hello Kitty starts.
Why?
When I was a kid, you used to get to go to the Hallmark stores on your birthday and pick one, like Hello Kitty or like little star, like trinket thing.
I understand that in Tokyo, you're just surrounded by Hello Kitty. It's everywhere.
Who was the first Eagle Scout who became the United States president?
Gerald Ford.
Ford, yes. We were just talking about Betty Ford, and there's Gerald. Yep. What TV game show had been hosted by the likes of Alex Trebek, Joe Garagiola, John O'Hurley, and ex-football star Lynn Swan?
America's Funniest Home Videos? Joker's Wild.
No.
What's My Line?
No.
Hollywood Squares?
Wheel of Fortune.
I think this is the one where they had three people talk about who they were, but only one of them was
real.
To tell
the truth?
To tell the truth is what it says.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know Alex Trebek was on there.
Yeah. Alex Trebek.
Joe Garagiola
Lynn Swan?
Hosted
Lynn
Swan.
Swan. I had no idea.
Yeah. It's pretty weird.
Oh, they got pretty desperate.
But I know Alex Trebek.
Hey, it's not desperate to get Lynn Swan. He's a Hall of Famer.
To tell the truth.
That's true. That is
true. Tell the truth.
Dr. Seuss's editor once challenged him, write a book, but don't use any more than 50 unique words. What book was it?
The Cat in the Hat.
Green Eggs and Ham. It was Green Eggs and Ham.
I think we had that one once before, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. I have never had Green Eggs and Ham.
Well, you'd probably like it, Sam. I
have. Tastes just like regular eggs and ham.
Nice. Yeah.
I have a limited vocabulary too.
Nice setup there.
So you could have written Green
Eggs
and Ham.
Well, you're Canadian.
Probably.
Eggs and Green Ham, though, is worse.
You could read it in front of a bunch of people to stall something.
Those are the worst kids' books because, just FYI, they're like 65 pages long. So don't let them walk up to you like Hop on Pop because you will be there for a while.
Yep. Yeah, that's so true. Books, like a Go
Can
Dog Go.
It?
You feel like it's going to be a short book.
The one that I can't figure out is Good Night Moon because it just goes on and on. Good night.
At
chair,
one point,
good night table. Good, you know.
Yeah, you're saying good night to
I can recite that
lunch.
Having read it dozens of times this summer.
Oh, Olivia used to love that. But what's the Simpsons episode where somebody kind of... An actor that's kind of got a creepy voice is reading Goodnight Moon and kind of scaring all the kids.
Yes, I know what you're referring to, but it's like Vincent Price or something.
It
the
might
audible.
Be Christopher Walken.
It might be Christopher
Walken. Oh, yeah, that would be good.
I think she's right.
He'd be good reading anything.
And the kids are like,
Goodnight Moon.
Goodnight Moon.
How long was Strom Thurmond's record-breaking filibuster opposing the 1957 Civil Rights Act?
6 days.
He's still going.
No, it wasn't 6 or 4 days. It was shorter than that.
Was he reading Green Eggs?
72 hours.
It was shorter than 72 hours.
I'm going to say 36
hours.
It was shorter than 48 hours.
36 hours.
Shorter than 36.
24 hours.
24 hours and 18 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That is a lot of talking.
Are you allowed to have a break? Do you actually have to?
No. No breaks.
No. Are you wore appropriate? Nice.
Yeah.
Undergarments?
Undergarments.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Oh, lovely.
Probably only about 102 by that point.
There is a popular theory in botany that trees can't really grow any taller than 130 meters. Why?
Lack of air?
Yeah. Mm-mm. That's what I was going to say.
They can't get nutrients up through the...
I mean, you're in the partial credit zone. Basically, the pressure that allows them to bring up water, actually.
Yeah. The whistle pigs can't climb that high.
Yeah. Turgor pressure.
Yeah.
Wait, what is
thanks,
it called
biology
again?
Professor.
Turgor pressure.
T-U-R-G-O-R.
Right. Does it go up
the xylem
and flow them?
You know when your plants look like wilty and you give them water and they perk back up again?
Right. Yeah. I had a student bring me as a present once homemade pickles. They gave them to me. Enjoy these. They're quite turgid. What was unique about American Olympian George Eyer's gymnastic performance in 1904?
He broke the sound barrier?
I don't even think Simone Biles could do that. Although
he did
she'd probably get close.
Flip or the first something. He had no legs.
Professors, in 1904, George Eyer performed and won 6 medals despite not having 1 leg.
All right.
I completely get credit for
this. You got to get partial credit.
You get credit. He had a wooden prosthetic, but was able to do the gymnastics.
Wow.
That is nuts.
That's pretty amazing.
Absolutely nuts. What was the name of the child born to Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky?
Tulip.
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 Very well done. Yes, it was.
That's really appropriate.
No, that was a great idea. That was perfect. Very, very well done, professors. Very, very well done. Thank you, Frank, for those wonderful questions.
Send more. Always,
actually, we have a couple more in the hopper from Frank.
Frank,
you can take a rest for a while. That's cool. That's cool.
Maybe I'll take that back. Send more.
Greetings, profs. Longtime listener here. I first heard the show in the mid-1970s. I'm a huge fan. I was lucky enough to have seen the profs live in action and the late, great Kathy Bush in charge of the proceedings at the Barnes & Noble in West Bloomfield back in the early 2000s. That was my first year teaching.
Wow.
Little did I know back then when I was a youngster listening to ATP in the wee hours, every Sunday morning I'd eventually make my living writing trivia questions. I've been a research editor and writer for Mental Floss and MentalFloss.com since 2003, and I'm pleased to submit some questions for your consideration.
Wow, that is so great. Cool.
Super cool. I love the John Green videos. They're really good.
Feel free to mention us to your 1 million viewers.
That would be sweet. I'll tell you what. You take some time to send an email, and we'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I was in Harmony House yesterday buying a CD, and the clerk, when they took my credit card, asked if I were the guy from Ask the Professor.
Did he give you a discount or a freebie?
No, but he asked a lot about George.
Were you in Livonia?
No, I wasn't in Livonia.
Mr. Magnet.
Our next set of questions comes from Catherine. Now, this is LEDESMA. Is it Leedsma? Or Ledesma?
I don't know. From Grand Rapids?
No, from Crowley, Texas. So,
wow.
I don't know how it's pronounced. I probably mangled it. Anyway. I have finally mustered up the courage and the questions to send to your program.
Good.
I've listened to you for many years and lost you when KHJK changed to K-Earth in Los Angeles. By the time I caught up with you again, Professors George and Sarah had become chairs.
And the rest of us are end tables.
Poor babies.
It's a function of age.
In 1995, I moved from Orange, California to Crowley, Texas. Thank goodness KRRW 97.9 FM has enough class to carry you all.
Hey.
You have helped this 50-year-old blind woman through a difficult adjustment period. Every Sunday night, I hop into bed, put on my earphones, and at midnight, giggle silently under the sheets.
Just don't get caught. From the neighbors.
Time to get to work. I have chosen some questions on sports, to which I know all or some of you will know the answer.
Oh, no.
This is our worst.
Since I can't tell the difference between an autograph and a photograph, it doesn't matter to me how many you get right or wrong.
Oh, no.
We'll dig up a keychain.
We'll do something.
We'll find something.
God, we'll come and move your furniture.
I just wanted a chance to star on your show. If my answers are wrong, blame Reader's Digest.
We'll send you a couple of
you
chairs.
You come to Detroit, we'll put you on the
nice
show.
Nice that somebody actually cares about us.
That's wonderful.
We are back, traversing some old territory here with a new question writer who works for Mental Floss Magazine and MentalFloss.com. The attached document contains two sets of five general trivia questions. In each set, there is one keyword or phrase highlighted. After the five questions have been answered, the prosper must consider the keywords and then name the classic novel suggested by those hints.
Oh.
If you and your listeners are interested in daily quizzes or trivia facts, please visit my home website, MentalFloss.com. Thank you very much. Kara Kowalczyk of Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Nice.
I'd say that if y'all have passed the test, even if you get 7 of the 10 total questions, if not, send my cool prize to the address above. Thank you very much for sending these in. This
maybe
is
we'll show
totally
up in
cool. Totally cool.
Yeah.
In clown costumes.
At midnight.
That'd
in
be kind of creepy.
Yeah. On our front lawn.
No, whistle pig costumes.
Whistle pig costumes.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Funeral March of a Marionette was the official title of the theme song for what TV show?
Alfred Hitchcock?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Brum, wow, bum, very bum, nice. Brum,
love it. Our keyword for the first question is March. Mm-hmm. Which U.S. president's only daughter was named Amy?
Jimmy Carter.
Carter.
The secret word is Amy.
March, Amy.
Which of the following childhood bacterial infections can lead to scarlet fever, pink eye, strep throat, croup, tetanus?
Strep throat.
Strep throat, indeed. The keywords are scarlet fever.
Well, there's two.
Sisters Anne and Nancy Wilson were members
heart?
Of what?
Heart.
Oh, that was easy. Okay.
Yes.
Sisters is the keyword.
Barracuda. And this keyword.
Stay in the shadows during the video.
Actress Jamie Lee Curtis made her big screen debut in the first installment of
Halloween.
Franchise. Halloween. The keyword is Curtis. You have March, Amy, Scarlet Fever, Sisters, Curtis. What classic novel is suggested?
I already know the novel, A Little Women.
Little Women is correct.
Oh,
very
perfect.
Well done.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
I like these multi-level puzzles. That's
yeah.
cool. So she's got us another one here. Five more questions. What actor married Catherine Zeta-Jones in 2000, shortly after
Mike Douglas'
wife? Catherine is the word.
With a K or a C?
A C.
Oh.
Ventriloquist Edgar Bergen's dummy, Charlie McCarthy, had a legendary ongoing feud with what actor slash comedian?
W.C. Fields?
Fields. The keyword is Edgar.
Oh, I know this one.
What position did Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Jay Dizzy Dean play for the Chicago Cubs and the Cardinals?
He was a pitcher?
He was a pitcher. The secret word is Dean.
Okay.
Oh. No, maybe I don't. What country was politically unified when Isabella I of Castile married Ferdinand II of Aragon?
Spain.
Spain. Yeah. Secret word is Isabella. Isabella.
One more.
Hold on.
What type of physician was Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable on TV's The Cosby
Pediatrician.
Show?
Pediatrician.
It's Wuthering Heights.
Pediatrician.
He was actually an obstetrician.
Obstetrician.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
And the classic novel is Wuthering Heights. You guys are way ahead on these. She worked really hard on those. We briefly. Those were great, Kara. Please send
they
us
were
more.
Super.
That was super awesome.
That was
and
fun.
If you need a trivia question, you can ask your listeners or online viewers. What's the oldest, longest-running nationally syndicated radio show?
That's a good question.
Excellent.
ATP. And the answer is Ask the Professor.
That is
absolutely. I have another related trivia question. Which show did Wuthering Heights and Semaphore? This is a favorite. I brought this up on the show before. They did a scene from Wuthering Heights and Semaphore. Think about it.
It was Monty Python.
It was Monty Python.
Oh, right. Wow.
That's really what.
Oh,
yeah.
Heathcliff.
Yeah. Oh, now I remember that.
Spelling out the word Heathcliff took a long time.
All good stuff.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. Dear Matt, no sooner said than done, here are 20 new lists of movies where the panelists shall be tested and tasked with coming up with the actors who starred in the grouping. I believe this is from Julie Elder. She sends us these questions a lot, and they are wonderful, wonderful questions.
Yes.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
They're going to be tough.
Wait a minute. Dan, didn't you ace these last time we did this?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we just got sad.
Kendra had to prompt him.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was.
Don't give Kendra credit.
No Kendra credit?
Oh,
my gosh. Poor Kendra. Kendra just bought a new house, so we'll see her again in a few weeks.
Fantastic.
She's got lots of work to do.
As long as her kids aren't puking in it, we're not going to worry about it. So.
Not yet.
Oh, dear Lord.
Pearl Harbor, Juno, Daredevil, Catch Me If You Can.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
No.
Catch Me If You Can.
I believe
it's Jennifer Garner.
Yes.
Jennifer Garner. He was not in Juno.
She was in just a very small part of Catch Me If You Can, like one scene, basically. Excalibur, 2010, The 100-Foot Journey, The Madness of King George.
Wow. Helen Mirren.
Yes. Oh, look at that.
Wow. Jim, you are good.
Nice, yes. Nice. Marathon Man. Oh, what a great movie.
Richard Dawson.
Dustin Hoffman.
The Peacekeeper.
Oh.
Romeo is Bleeding. Jaws 2.
Roy Scheider,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jaws 2.
Wow, nice. Very nice. Far North, Tootsie, All That Jazz, King Kong.
Which King Kong?
I'm guessing the old 70s? King Kong.
All That Jazz.
The 70s Jeff Bridges? One or the 30s one?
Well, that's a good question. I guess it's the 70s.
No, yeah, because there's three of them.
Yeah. You said Tootsie?
Tootsie, All That Jazz, Far North, King Kong.
Jessica Lange.
Yeah. Well, okay. See? Suddenly you guys put it all together. Spice World. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, God.
Son of the Mask. GoldenEye. All right. X-Men 2.
What?
GoldenEye?
Spice World to X-Men 2?
There were so many people in Spice World.
Yeah, but you can narrow this down pretty easily. Start with X-Men 2.
X-Men 2?
Everybody has an X-Men 2.
There's a lot of X-Men.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The coolest one from X-Men 2.
Wolverine. So Hugh Jackman.
No.
Patrick Stewart.
He wasn't the coolest one.
Patrick Stewart?
Seems very subjective. No.
Who was the other one? Who was
the coolest one?
Cyclops.
Luke Picard.
That's Patrick Stewart.
That's what I thought. Oh, right.
Yeah,
Star Trek.
I'm afraid I'm calling time.
Who was Magneto?
Wow. The person who played Nightcrawler in X-Men 2 is Alan Cumming. Alan Cumming.
Okay, yeah.
That makes sense.
Of course, GoldenEye.
Yes.
That's right. He was a pen spinning
guy. He's also in Cabaret. If you'd said Cabaret.
But on stage.
Oh, that's true.
All
right.
Okay, this is the super awesome combo round here. You ready?
Uh-oh.
Cannonball Run 2. Jeez. The Naked Gun. Spy Kids 2. Star Trek 2.
Wow, all the two.
Ricardo Montalban.
Yes.
Nice.
He was a grandfather.
Rich Corinthian leather.
By the way, a little side note here. Full name. I don't know why I was... Oh, I was thinking of Leslie Nielsen the other day. We'll tell that joke later. But the full name of the Naked Gun movie is The Naked Gun, From the Files of Police Squad. I think that's funny just to start with. Fight Club. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Spice World.
Again?
Reds. The Gun in Betty Lou's Handbag.
Susan Sarandon.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Tim Curry.
Mm-mm.
Penelope Moore.
Robert Redford.
Mm-mm.
Wait, start out. Wait, what are they again?
Fight Club. Rocky Horror Picture Show. Rocky. Spice World. Reds. The Gun in Betty Lou's Handbag. Very, very famous actor. Known for his one word name.
One word. Sting?
Oh, no, he played the blonde. He played the blonde in Rocky Horror, maybe?
Not Sting.
No, it's not.
No.
Who played the creature in Rocky Horror?
It's a very boring night for dinner tonight. Guess what we're having?
Meat?
Meatloaf.
It wasn't the blonde, it was Meatloaf.
I forgot. Meatloaf.
I would never have thought of that as a name, but it is a one word name.
It's two words.
I wouldn't name my kids.
So many people in Spice World.
No, it's one word.
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 No, I'm kidding.
Argue with the English professor.
No, it's one word.
How about 1941?
Dang.
Trading Places, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Dragnet.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
He was in Indiana Jones?
He was the guy with the plane.
Yeah.
Remember? You're right.
Yep, he was only in it for a few minutes. Bonfire of the Vanities, You've Got Mail.
Tom Hanks.
Saving Mr. Banks.
Tom Hanks.
Sorry.
Bridge of Spies.
Yeah.
I mean, how about I just list a bunch of movies?
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tom Hanks. You know? It's a given.
Give the man the Oscar for Sully, you know what I mean?
My 4-year-old says, brace, head down.
Does he?
From the trailer.
Yeah, but
he repeats it all day long.
Yeah, and you know it's bad when it's during dinner. That's also.
He's like, Dad, I really want to see that movie. It's like, no, we're not going to go see Sully as a family.
You see Katie Kirk.
Brace, head down, stay down.
Wow. How about Quiz Show, one of my favorite movies.
Ooh.
The Birdcage, Gross Point Blank, Dodgeball, The True Underdog Story.
Ooh,
I like Dodgeball.
And Gross Point Blank.
What's
Hank Azaria?
Yes, Hank Azaria.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Well played,
Mitch
Dave.
Mitch Albom himself. Slash every character on The Simpsons.
Agador and Spartacus.
Mm-hmm. Glory, Lady Hawk, Inspector Gadget, Godzilla.
Matthew Broderick?
Yes. Mm. You guys are, this is incredible.
Inspector Gadget gave it away.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
Fantastic Four, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Ant-Man, Captain America Civil War.
I can never, the other one, not Mark Ruffalo, the other one.
What? Well, the you other know, one. The other right? one.
You mean Luciano Pavarotti?
No.
What? The other one.
Oh.
Wait, could you repeat the list again?
Paul. Sure. No.
Fantastic Four, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, Ant-Man, Captain America Civil War. The highest grossing movie of the summer.
Paul Rudd?
Chris Evans.
Captain America.
No,
okay.
I was thinking of who was it, Ant-Man?
Paul Rudd.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
But it was Chris Evans.
Okay. Anyway.
Jurassic Park, Coming to America, Die Hard with a Vengeance, Hateful Eight.
Eddie Murphy.
Mm-mm. Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-mm.
Coming to America. Come on, Jason. That's in your wheelhouse.
It's definitely my wheelhouse. I'm just trying to think of...
It's not Arsenio.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
Oh.
He was in Coming to America?
I think it would be some sort of Tom
Freeze,
Hanks.
Freeze, disease, right?
That's right. That's right.
To every question.
Thank you. Okay.
Diner, 9.5 Weeks, Sin City, The Wrestler.
Bruce Willis.
Mickey Rourke.
Thank you, Rourke. Yeah. You're The Wrestler. Okay, gotcha.
And he sort of had the same build going there, you know.
Just butt ugly and scarred. And
it's like pre-plastic surgery after play.
48 Hours, North Dallas 40, Mulholland Falls, Prince of Tides.
Oh, Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte. Well, there's a crusty dude.
that's kind of like Mickey Rourke light.
North, Top Gun, Witness, The Babe.
Top Gun?
What was the first one?
North, Top Gun, Witness, The Babe.
Well, Kelly McGillis. Witness.
Kelly McGillis.
Okay.
I see the wheels turning in Dan's brain today. Wow.
Because I was thinking, who is in Witness? You know, Harrison Ford, Kelly McGillis.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a really good movie.
Escape from Alcatraz, Silverado, Lethal Weapon 3, Dreamgirls. Never saw Dreamgirls.
Kurt Russell?
That was my guess. Yeah. There were other stars in Escape from New York. There must have been.
Adrian Barbeau.
Oh. It was Escape from Alcatraz.
Escape from Alcatraz, yes.
What? Silverado. Oh, Danny Glover.
Oh, Danny Glover.
You guys did really, really good, but I'm afraid it's time to say goodbye, Professor Conant.
Have a great weekend.
Professor Maggio.
Glad to be back.
Professor Tubbs.
Enjoy the weekend.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
I hate whistle pigs.
Oh, okay.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
I don't want to just read the book. I want to write the book.
I don't want to just work for the company. I want to own the company.
I don't want to just live in the building. I want to design the building.
To some, those might sound like rather lofty goals, maybe a little out of reach.
I don't want to drive a sports car. Well, I do. I want to engineer one.
At University of Detroit Mercy, those are the people we want. The big thinkers, the dreamers. Because those are the people who make things happen. Great things. For themselves and others. And if you're one of them, either just out of high school or ready to transfer, UDM will make it happen for you. Call 1-800-635-5020 today. Or apply online at www.udmercy.edu.
I don't want to just hope for the cure. I want to discover the cure.
University of Detroit Mercy. We want great things for you.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.